And at this time in our pregame show, visiting with Broken Bow head football coach Carly Wells. Well, coach, you went way out west to start the season, played at Chandron. I know the final result wasn't what you wanted it to be, but just talk about the mentality of the kids as they try to bounce back this week in practice. Have you liked what you've seen so far?
Yeah, I thought our kid went out there and played hard. We had good effort, just made some a lot of mental mistakes that slowed us down and hurt us in a few key times. But practice this week's been good. It's been we've seen great effort. They've been physical, so it's been good. They've been upbeat. So I think we're making progress. We have a lot of young kids that are learning, and you know, they say you make a lot of progress from your first game to the second, and we're hoping our kids take what we've seen on film and learn and grow from there and get better for this week.
Got to talk to you about special teams, especially the kick return game last week. Made some big plays. You returned two kicks for touchdowns. Now, granted, one got called back because of a penalty, but you had one in the second half that got you back into the game. Just talk about that part of it, Carly, and talk about coaching that. I mean, you have to be able to block to spring guys in the kick return game. Can you talk a little bit about how you coach that and how it all came together for you last week?
Yeah, we do special teams. We work on a couple special teams every day. Put a lot of time into it. We always schedule time for special teams, and we've done that since I've been here. But the kids really did a good job, and really what helps is, you know, when you're dropping back, you're not always going to get your blocks, right? But our kids have really picked up on, if I miss that, my first block that I'm supposed to get, because occasionally the guy will run away from you, and they don't do what they usually do on film. But what they're doing is they're picking up, they're finding somebody else to block. They're continuing to play instead of just, oh, I missed that guy. They find somebody else, and that's really what sprung those. We had a kid we watched where he missed his initial block, but kept playing and kept running and got another guy and hit him, and that really sprung one of those kick returns. So it's really credit to them to continue to keep playing and keep running.
When I talked to you before the beginning of the season, you made the comment that you thought maybe the defense was ahead of the offense at the start of the season. Defensively, you got three takeaways in the game in your season opener. I know the defense was out there for a lot of plays during the course of the game, but your thought on the defensive effort, it seemed to be real strong as a whole.
Yeah, I thought our defense played pretty well, you know. We had it, they scored on a long touchdown pass and did that. I thought their running back's pretty good. We held him in check for the most part. He had a lot of yards, but he carried the ball like 45 times, I think. But we held him in check the first three quarters, and our defense was on the field a long time. Our offense didn't help him. We had two fumbles ourselves, which kept us off the field and made our defense have to play a lot of minutes in the game. So, and that makes it tough on them. But I thought our defense played well. I thought Kobe at linebacker played really well. He had like 23 tackles, I think 13 or 14 assists. So he had a really good game for a sophomore. But our defense has come along, and the things that we messed up on, we can clean up. So stuff we're going to work on and this week and just continue to improve.
Offensively, Carly, a lot of new faces up front around Cal Wells on the offensive line. You have new faces, you know, people playing different positions maybe than they were a year ago. How did you grade out the offense? I thought that it got better as the game went along, and the one thing that stuck out to me was just potential. How do you tap into that potential as you move throughout the course of the year?
I think it's just growing pains you got to go through because we have so many kids that haven't had the time on the field or in that position, and they're learning new things. And as you, the more you play, the better you get at learning what the other team's going to do. So it's just practice and repetition. And I thought at times our line would block well, you know, and out of the six guys on the line, we probably got five of the blocks and maybe missed one. And it was just a mistake on that kid's part. And And then same with the quarterback and fullback, and we read it good at times, and other times we didn't read it very well, and that comes from just getting your eyes on the right place and doing, you know, you got to stay, the kids are kind of amped up, and they got to stay calm and just do what we do every day in practice, and that's just repetition and repetition, and that's how you really get better at it and get comfortable at what you're doing. So I think as the year progresses, each week we're going to get better at what we do.
As you looked at the film after game one, what were the biggest positives, Carly, that you felt like he could take away to build on for this week?
You know, in the game, we thought one of our D linemen wasn't playing it quite right, but we watched film, and they did a really good job. We rotated Devin Baum and Jay Bumgarner in there, and they actually did a pretty good job. We were concerned, but they took on their double teams really well. I thought our linebackers play outside with Abe Markham was pretty good. Kobe Wells did a pretty good job on the inside. So we just got to clean up a few spots on our defense and do that. I think it'll get better. I think kids seen what they did. And then offensively, you know, I think it's just we got to get comfortable with each other on the offensive line. We got to talk. And I thought, I mean, we watched film and some of our linemen, we made great blocks. We blew them off the ball at times at our point of attack, but we just missed something maybe on the backside or on the interior. And I think we can clean that up. And we worked on that in practice just last night. So I think we'll get better, and the kids are learning. They're starting to see what they're going to face.
You get Ogallala for your home opener. I'm sure the kids are happy to be playing their first game at home at Mark Russell Field. Ogallala comes to town. It's a familiar opponent. I assume you'll see some spread from them offensively. Talk about your preparation for them.
I don't know if we'll see any spread out of them.
Oh, really?
Last year in our game, they switched to a double wing, foot-to-foot splits, and they ran that all last year, and then last week they played Gothenburg, and they ran the same thing, foot-to-foot splits, double wings, power football. So we're going to have to be ready. We're going to face what we like to do, and that's run power football. So our kids are going to have a task in front of them, and you're really going to have to be disciplined, just like on ours, running option. The other team has to be disciplined. We're going to have to be disciplined in what they do, and really do our reads and be technique sound.
Well, Coach, it's always great to visit with you. Thank you for taking the time, and we wish you and the kids the best of luck on Friday.
You bet. I appreciate your coverage. Thank you.
Coach Carly Wells joining us on tonight's pregame show.